Hello and welcome back to the podcast channel with me, Kerry Cow, wedding industry business coach to bridal hair and makeup artists. And here's something I'm going to read out to you. All right, this is a post that was from my Instagram feed last month. And actually, it's pinned to the top of my profile and it says, I've taken £38,931 in 90 days. I'm delighted. I can't thank you enough, Kerry. This conversation took place with my next guest, Claire Milburn. So, welcome, Claire, to the podcast today.
Hello, it's great to be here.
How does it feel when you read that out? How do you feel now?
really proud, I suppose. I mean, when I first joined the Inner Circle, I think I had a different sort of opinion as to what that was going to be like, and I felt very much like I would be coming in at the lower end of that group of ladies that were in there. And I suppose in a way it's given me some confidence to know that I'm not on that bottom rung. I have, because I think when we do this role, it's quite a solitary role. When you've got your own business, you're very much working on your own. It's not like when you've been in a corporate environment where you're surrounded by a team and you usually have a hierarchy that you report into. There's none of that. It's just really you, isn't it? So you have your own mindset as to how you feel you're doing in comparison to others. And I think that was a real eye-opener for me, was the fact that from our very first weekly Zoom call, I remember going on that call feeling really nervous, thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to come off and be like, God, I've got so much to do to get to that standard. And when I came off the call, I actually felt like I was in the right place for me, you know, right place for me to grow, right place for me to have that support, that encouragement, just that environment where, yeah, these girls are like me, you know, they're all like me. Everyone was sort of a great community, really supportive, and still are really supportive. And yeah, it made me think when I hit that goal, you know, that like the world's your oyster, you can do, you know, you can do so much more. I suppose that was the main sort of thing that I took away from it.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, what were your initial goals when you started our group coaching program?
So I suppose, let me think. So I knew I wanted to grow. I knew I wanted to scale. I wanted to develop the brand, and I had all of these ideas sort of swimming around my head. And I was very much in a position, and still am in a position, where I turn a lot of work away, which is probably something we'll come to talk about in a little bit. And I wanted to sort of understand whether or not other people were like that, turning work away, how they were managing that situation, where I could grow. And also, when I started my business, and my business has been going, I think it's just over 5 years now. I left a corporate job that I've been in for 23 years. I managed, at the height of that career, a team of 120. And, you know, I set this business up and sort of started off really slow, took this huge rise where I ended up having to get a couple of girls to come and work alongside me, because I had all this business coming in. And then for, you know, a couple of years, we're steady. And then in the last sort of 6, 8 months, it's took this huge increase. And I suddenly felt a little bit like on the surface, everything was smooth. Underneath, it was like, oh my God, what is going on? You know, I've got all these things going on now. And I wanted to find somebody like you, Kerry, that could take it back a bit and make sure the foundations of this business were really rock solid. And, you know, that's been the main sort of thing for me. And God, since we've gone into, you know, joining the Inner Circle, yeah, there's so much, you know, that I need to do, and that I've got support to do, and that I've had, you know, sort of opened my eyes to, and think, yes, that's like what I need. That's what I need to do. So, yeah, fabulous, really.
I mean, it's a silly question, Claire, but reflecting back on the past 90 days, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, obviously the income has been amazing, you know, that income target. And I laugh because when we set that target, you had emailed me and said, oh, you know, I'm going to put you to this target. And I thought, oh, well, I'll just try a bit more, because like that's my up my own target, because I'm very much target driven, very much money motivated, success motivated. So I like that whole challenge of hitting that target. And, you know, I'm on that. little target sheet every day, several times, you know, what's converted, what hasn't converted, you know. So yeah, I am very much onto that. But things that have been really, I think that have really contributed to that overall result were Instagram, huge. So I'd said to you that, you know, I felt most of our clients, 90% at least, come through our Instagram at some stage, then to the website. And I did not have any social media before I launched this business. I am like the worst person with anything to do with technology. The fact I'm even doing a podcast is like groundbreaking for me. So yeah, I hate technology. And I'd got to where I'd got with Instagram look, is what I would say, you know, it's just look. And when you did the audit of the Instagram for me, that suddenly made an awful lot more sense. And since then, I've actually had people, brides, reach out and say, oh my God, I love your content. It's so helpful. Or, you know, I put something on about, I don't know, hair extensions or glowy makeup versus a matte makeup look. And they'll engage, you know, which one of those do you think would work best for me? I didn't get any of that before. Nothing like that. You know, yeah, it was lovely pictures, but there was no depth to it. And I think people want the depth. They want that. And then you've got an opening conversation with them. So the Instagram content was a huge game changer for me, because I think that meant the people that were inquiring and were coming to us knew more about what we had to offer, and were more engaged. They were more interested and more keen before, you know, we'd even got into anything else. And the second thing was follow-ups, which I've always been, you know, coming from the background that I did, we followed up everything to the death. You know, that was the environment that we're in. And you know, I've done that consistently. I follow people up more than once. And it's just, you know, creating that sort of, it's not, you know, have you had your quote? Do you want a book? It's more, you know, giving them sort of a feeling, so they feel like how lovely it would be to be one of our brides, and how if they don't book, they're going to really miss out. It's more like that type of feedback. And, you know, that helps me to then monitor my conversion rate from quote to booking, which then ultimately helps me hit that, you know, that goal, that target, that goal that we've got in place.
Yeah, it's now, I think your account looks much more hot and binge worthy to brides. Mm-hmm. You're using a lot more attraction marketing. Mm-hmm. And really what we do is an entire system. So it's what you do with that lead after that point. And I guess It wasn't that you were alien to a system, because you've got a business background, as have I, but it's actually, how do you transcribe that into this wedding market? How do we do that in the marketplace? So I hear that now that has been really, you know, what's
Mm-hmm, definitely it has, because I think you can, it's what you say. It's important how you come across and how you're, like, I suppose, tugging at their heartstrings, isn't it? It's an emotional thing, planning a wedding, and you know, it's got to be more of an emotional journey rather than just a business type of, do you know what I mean? So, you know, that has been an invaluable thing for me, even down to just things like the bio, you know, little changes like, you know, prior to this, I had a link in my bio to the contact form on my website, completely bypassing the website that I've paid all this money to have done. I've got all of these pages on that leads this customer through this gorgeous journey. Oh no, forget about that. Just go straight to this page that says, what's your name? How many people? Like, what? Hello? You know, like, but it sometimes takes somebody like you who can look at that through different eyes to point that out to you, that you think, yeah. And even my profile picture, you know, I changed that to have, you know, where I've got hairspray, and it's so much more relatable, because you know, that's what I am. Before, it was just me, and it could have been anyone, you know, and now I sort of pick up on that when I look at other people's Instagrams. I'm like, oh God, I've turned to you.
It's so interesting. I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and she said the same thing. She said, I find myself educating everybody now, because you're just so stunned with what, you know, mm-hmm. you're being shown. Mm-hmm. And it's you're so true. Like, you miss part of the customer journey. And I say this to a lot of my other clients, is content writing is the thing that will take you to six figures the fast. Mm-hmm. Yet it's mm-hmm. the one thing that is missing. People don't know how to write good copy. They know how to do good, you know, portfolio photos, and they know how to do hair and makeup. But when it comes to creating marketing and sales and marketing that converts, that's the mm-hmm. missing piece.
And I think this the thing is with this business, it's so much more than doing hair and makeup. It's so much more. That's like the tiny bit. The rest of it and achieving these goals is all completely separate to that. It's just a completely other thing. And now when people send through the inquiry form to me, they usually put a note on saying, "Oh my God, I love your Instagram," or "I love your website. I love this gallery." The comment on it, whereas before they didn't. So I know they're seeing it because now they're looking through it and telling me that or "I love the gallery of such and such a venue," which is their venue, So already you're halfway there because they're already like, "Oh, I love it. They want more. They want the desperate to be, hear that you're available type of thing."
Yeah, giving more value, it does that heavy lifting of selling for you. You don't have to do as hard work when the
Yeah.
lead comes through. And so I see that on my own Instagram account. And lots of people say, they follow me, and I say to them, "Oh, thanks for following me." And they'll often say, "I love your content. I'm reading through stuff now. I'm finding it so valuable." And I don't, as you know, I don't struggle for business either. So it's a very big piece of your business. The next
Yeah.
question I have for you, Claire, is were there any challenges or obstacles you had along the way, and how did you overcome them?
So I would say the biggest obstacle that I've got, and it's not an easy overnight fix, is that I have to turn so much away. So I probably could have hit a much higher income figure had I have had the capacity within my business and within my team to take that work on. And that scalability is like a big thing that we're working on at the moment. And, I'd been in that position in the past where, I'd seen a makeup artist locally whose work I like, messaged them, "I've got capacity. Do you want to come and help me with some weddings?" "No, of course I don't. They don't know that, why would they? Do you know what I mean?" And we'd had a conversation quite early on about, education offering, which is something that I had done a little bit of. I had a small team of girls who worked freelance for me. But I hadn't really felt that that was something that I could do, that good old imposter syndrome, kicking in. And I thought, "No, come on, get out of your own way." So we did a couple of stories, nothing massively heavy, a couple of posts on Instagram, a couple of stories about education, who I'd trained with, why I found it was beneficial for me, for my career, what I could offer someone else. And really quickly, people came back and engaged with that. And from there, I've managed to build relationships with girls that have come and done training, and now they are coming on board within our team because it's a much more natural progression. I've got to know them. I've seen how they work. They're it going to fit in with us. They are professional. They're smart. They've got amazing skills, and they're just a little bit further back in their own journey, And that was the most frustrating thing was the fact that, I love your work. Yes, I'm happy to go ahead. I can't book you in, and yeah, there's like a double edge with that. You could say we're going to charge more, and we have put the prices up, but there's still that if I had another 10 people, I could book those other 10 people out. And that was the biggest frustration for me by far.
And so now I think we've built a great course for you, which is 6 steps and 6 figures. But and I think to myself, you must have picked up so much from that course, because attraction isn't just about brides, is it?
No, not at all, no. And I think, it's made me realize that you can have a business that's got multi facets. There's lots of different areas that I can focus on, and maybe being the one that's out there doing those weddings is not the that's not the best role for me at this moment in time. There's other strengths that I've got and other ways that I can grow. And yeah, I think that was something to think about, and it's opened more doors. It's I've got a vision board that is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do is be fully booked out as the visionary of the business, isn't it? Because if I've learned anything, and I'm going to talk a bit more, probably a bit more to TMI, I don't know, but as you hit perimenopause and menopause, it really is a report card of how you behaved in your 30s and 40s. And I'm struggling now because I was somebody that did over 100 weddings a year, had a huge team, and I thought I had to wear all the hats until one day a coach and a mentor said, this needs to be switched up. So I love the fact that you're now already there, like I can't do that amount of work because there's no way. But the great thing is you're really good at bringing home the bacon, Claire. So you know, lots of girls would be making good money with you and also seeing a great mentor.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. And girls that are in my team, their strength isn't in winning that business. They're not from that background and they find that hard. And as a result of that, and I see this a lot, and you probably see this a lot, people who feel that way are undercharging. They're under the value their skills less from a monetary point of view because they're not confident enough to go and win that business. And I think that's just such a shame because it, the two shouldn't go hand in hand, and not everyone is good at every skill set, And the girls that are coming and working as part of our team are earning more coming and working part of our team than they would have done if they'd won that business themselves, So yeah, by absolutely. And I think going back to the sort of age thing and time, time, they always say, time's the most precious commodity. And it is, when I think now, I've got one child that is about to finish his GCSEs in the summer. It feels like 5 minutes since I was walking him into school in his little short trousers. My daughter, she's 10. Time goes really quick. And one of the things I always said when I did this business was I was not going to be rushed off my feet doing preview appointments during the school holidays. We don't do that. We don't do that. We structure it so that we don't do them in that time. Yeah, we do weddings, but we have time off. We have a work-life balance, because that is just so important. It is. If not, you just burn out and then you lose the enthusiasm for everything because you just feel, oh God, a bit
Yeah,
like what I
that's
did
so.
when I worked in a corporate environment. I was running to the ground. I was tired all the time. I felt stressed all the time. I didn't enjoy it anymore. Yeah, when I was 19, 20, 21, yeah, I loved it. It was because I didn't have anything else to think about. It was just that. But yeah, you can have it all. You can be successful. You can do that. And that was one of the reasons actually why I decided to work with you, because I had seen your post, I'd seen your Instagram, and you flick through things, don't you? And a couple of times things have caught my eye and I looked at it and stuff. And then I saw a post about you and you had your kids on. And that was it. I just thought, yeah, she's like me. That's it. And I just messaged you straight away and was just like, yeah, done deal, basically. It was.
I think that's great, you know, because it's relatability. And you know that I have one that's severely disabled, actually, paraplegic, and the other one has mental health problems. So above everything, you know, you really have to look at everything as a holistic picture of your life. And there's one thing I really strive for in our community is we work smarter, not harder, because, you know, there is a high price to pay. You know, quality time is very important with your family. So I'm really pleased that you've managed to do that. I guess another question for you is, was there any particular moments or insights during our one-on-one coaching session that significantly impacted your approach to your financial success?
I think when we had there's a few things really, if I'm honest. I think the pricing was one. So I've made steps to increase our pricing. And as I've worked more within the inner circle, I've seen examples of what some of the girls charge, which, because you do become a bit blinkered in your own little area, even though we do brides who come from abroad all the time. We do, so they're not local, obviously. We do, lots of weddings out of area. I've got weddings booked for abroad. So again, that's mindset. You think your own, we're at our top of our pricing for this area type of thing. But I've seen what people charge, and they've charged so much more. That there is so much more capacity for that growth. Which ultimately, if you're charging three times what you were charging, you can do less work. And yeah, it's just like. So that was one thing. I think the whole scaling thing, because it can be a little bit scary. It can when you think, oh my God, I've got all this work. It's my responsibility. It's my brand. But it's having a level head about it and a strategy, and not panicking and not thinking, oh my God, I've just got to find someone, because that's the wrong thing to do. It's finding the right people that are going to fit with your community. Your team, they've got the same values as you. And when you find that, that makes that more calmer, it makes it more relaxed. And you think, yeah, we can do that. They're totally confident, And I think the the foundations to the business, I think, knowing that I had you there that I could chat through these things to make sure the foundations of this business are solid, it was invaluable really, because I've got to where I've got, I'm not going to say through luck, but I had never done this before. Yeah, I'd worked in business before, but I had never run a business like this, and I've got there through grit, I suppose, and determination, and have thrown myself into, building connections with the bridal magazines, doing style shoots, loads of things to just promote me and get me out there. And that had it to begin with was hard. I felt like, God, I'm banging my head against a brick wall. And but you have to persevere, you have to get there. And I think I got to that stage where I would grown so quick that I suddenly thought, God, we need to take a step back, and I need to find someone that can help me make sure this is all, where it needs to be. And that's what you do in the inner circle.
And what role do you think accountability plays in helping you stay on track with your goals, Claire? Not many people like accountability, funnily enough.
Well, I love it. I mean, it's just like, I just think it is. It's funny because I just finished the at the end of the 90 days, obviously you've got a review period where you go on and you fill out the little milestone thing, and that in itself is just like, whoa, yeah, and it marks off. Yeah, I've made loads of steps. We've done loads of things that I hadn't had before, but there's so much that I haven't done yet. So that
No.
then gives me that accountability thing. Okay, by the time I do the next 90 days, I need to have chipped away at some of these things. So rather than just the focus being on that income, income, income all the time, you've got to then backfill that with the substance that's going to protect that part of your business. So, yeah, I mean, accountability. I mean, I'm already on my next little chart, filling it in every day.
I don't think we had to tag you in the group to do it, actually. I think you were already on it. And the great thing is, like you said, there are. It's, you've got so far, you're doing great income, but there's some other gaps that are going to give you that solid, income that you need all year round. And so a lot of that comes from ticking off those bits and bobs. And I think how incredible it is that you really like that accountability. And I like that
I do
too.
love it. And in the weekly Zoom calls that we have, people will come on and talk about things that they need help with. So it's an opportunity to have one-to-one time with you, but with everyone else there. So really, you get like loads of one-to-one time, because you get, someone will ask a question. I think, oh yeah, that was on my list of questions that I was going to ask at some point. So you get to hear that, and a lot of those areas that get talked about are to do with those milestones and those little tick offs in the business that you've got to do. And it's interesting to hear what the other girls are doing, because you think, oh God, that's such a good idea. She's done that. You go and have a look and you think, yeah, brilliant. It's just so supportive. It is. It's great.
Yeah, and I say this all the time, but who you hang out with is who you become as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So what advice would you give to anyone who is actually thinking of joining our group program?
Well, hands down, I would just 100% say do it. That would be the first thing. And I think that, if you are needing support, and this is separate, there's loads of support out there for your skills for hair and makeup, loads. That is out there, and lots of those providers have got little bits about your business structure and all the rest of it. But this, what you get in the inner circle, is detailed, real detailed business planning and business help from yourself and from a community of ladies that all think the same way. And I just think you can't really put a price on that, because everybody needs that. If you want to scale and you want to grow and you want to strengthen what you've got, then you offer that, and I don't think anyone else does. There's only I would just go for it, definitely.
I think we've got a unique space, Claire. I see, obviously I'm biased, but I don't. I
No, I
see
think you have. You have.
what you
Yeah.
see. What's next in your brand? What's going to be next, Claire? What's your
Da,
next
da,
plan?
da. Well, this will make you laugh. I've just had a meeting this morning about a podcast that we're looking like we're gonna start. Can you believe that's even coming out of my mouth?
I would not believe this if you told me in December, Claire, that you were doing this. No, but that's just great.
Yeah,
Fantastic.
so we've got that. And also, one of the things that I found in the north, where I'm up in the northeast, I'm in Northumberland, when I first started out, there is very little community for hair and makeup artists up here. There isn't, I think down in the south and It's very much community over competition, and we've got the opposite structure a
I've
lot
heard
of here.
this.
Yeah, we have. And if you were new, young, starting out, and didn't maybe have a little bit of business background, a bit of resilience, I think you would find that really tough going. And I want to change that because I think that's wrong. I think it shouldn't be like that. So yeah, I'm just in the process of putting some plans together to expand the education and look at really how we can bring makeup and hair artists together and be creative. So we're looking at some portfolio days, some fun things that we can do where, we can all build connections and get some content out there and just, yeah, come together. And I think that would be brilliant for the North. I really, really do. I think it would be great.
I think you're right. I think we're starved of that in the north. We definitely have a lot more of that in the south. And if listen, anyone listening to this podcast episode, please do go and check Claire out. She is one of a kind. She is fast fish in our community. Literally, you will give her something, she will run with it. She won't sleep until she's done it. She's an all-round fantastic, wonderful person with it. And I think that you would really find a great mentor in Claire. So thank you, Claire, for coming onto my podcast
Been
channel.
great.
I love to spend this quality time with you as well, because as a really busy lady, I know that you are behind the scenes. It's great just to sit and have a chat.
It is, yeah. Oh,
Thank you, Claire, and I will
you're
see you on the inside.